Hi, I'm Chris Spezak, and this is the Words You Should Know podcast. And here we are. This is episode 12, the final episode of season 1. And speaking of 12, at 12 months old, babies are already beginning to recognize adjacent relationships of words. In other words, how language fits together to organize itself. The learning process with listening, speaking, and writing begins there and, as you know, often lasts for a lifetime. There's no medal awarded for correctness, but a strong command of your words is one way to show your mettle. But we'll get back to that. The English language is not always logical. It comes from the North Germanic languages spoken by the Scandinavians during the 8th and 9th centuries, from influences of the conquering Normans who brought the Romance languages into the mix. And early modern English, think the language of Shakespeare, borrows greatly from Greek and Latin, as well as more French, German, and Dutch. Our language of today comes from everywhere. The Old English word juke, meaning dancing, is where we get our modern word jukebox, or maybe modern isn't quite accurate, our retro word, jukebox. And to answer it once and for all, whether the fruit or the color had its name first, the word orange came to English from a Sanskrit word. When Arab traders brought the orange-colored fruit to Europe, specifically a sour version to Sicily around 1100, and later the sweet version we know today around 1500, the color orange doesn't occur in nature widely. There was no word for this color in English and no knowledge of this fruit before this time. Hence, English gathered a new food word and a new color word. It's also true that there's no rhyme for the word orange, but you probably knew that. The complex language we have today comes with a complex story, and that's before totes, awesome sauce, and hashtag OMG. But the Words You Know podcast is here to dive in. This season we dove in, or should I say we dived in, dove or dived, the conversation never stops. It's usually dove on the west side of the Atlantic. Americans and Canadians have largely shifted to this newer form of the word that mimics the past tense style of drive and drove. British English still favors the original form, which was dived. So either can be correct. It's complicated, I know. When it comes to the language trickling out of people's mouths, I don't like to meddle. No one likes to be that person who corrects grammar at the airport, in your office's break room, or with a nudge of an elbow at your favorite new craft brewery. Yes, I'm in Richmond, Virginia, and man do I love this town. However, it's up to each of us to do better. Don't call out your friend. Maybe discreetly slip them a copy of a playful word choice book if you feel so inclined. But it's time for you to focus on you. Smartphone signatures apologizing for typos do not actually make it okay. It's not an invitation for others to meddle in your writing affairs, but it is acknowledgement that you're okay with occasional sloppiness. Don't be okay with occasional sloppiness, folks. And meddle. I keep using that word. Let me dive in there for a second. Tough times can show your true mettle, M-E-T-T-L-E, but perhaps if you were a former Olympian, tough times might make you pull out your mettle, M-E-D-A-L, which is made of metal, M-E-T-A-L. I won't ask you too much about this, though, because that returns us to our original word, metal, M-E-D-D-L-E. Yes, I could see how these four words could be confusing at first glance. Some mistakes between them might be typos, but often I believe it's an ignorance of the word metal, M-E-T-T-L-E. Showing your strength and fortitude isn't showing your metal, M-E-T-A-L, even though I could see why some logic might take you there. Metal, M-E-T-T-L-E, means to have a strong character, to be courageous, or to have an even temperament. Metal, M-E-T-A-L, is a hard substance that your chemistry teacher, a geologist, or an electrician could probably tell you all about. If you're into hair bands, you also know another type of metal. A medal, M-E-D-A-L, is an award for achievement or bravery that is often made of metal, M-E-T-A-L. And of course, to meddle, M-E-D-D-L-E, means to put your nose in someone else's business. Should you get a medal for knowing these differences? Maybe not. But you should feel good about yourself anyway, right? There are so many words you should know. There are so many words we can handle better. There are so many words that are simply fascinating. And this is it for season one, folks. For those of you following along with every new episode, season 2 will begin in January after we ring in, or is it bring in the new year. I'm going to leave you hanging right there. I'm Chris Spisak, author of Get a Grip on Your Grammar, and I'm ready for your moments of temporary hesitation or flat-out bewilderment. I'll also have some new book news to share when we return for season two, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, sign up for my free monthly newsletter to learn more about words and communications and to stay in the loop with my latest blogs and podcasts. And of course, there's always the book, Get a Grip on Your Grammar, 250 writing and editing reminders for the curious or confused. After being sold out on Amazon, it's officially back in stock, so check it out. Or even better, buy yours at your favorite indie bookstore. Two of mine are Fountain Books and Chop Suey Books here in Richmond, Virginia. Until next time. Words, language, communication. You've got this.